The herbicide glyphosate is an incredibly effective weed killer, used worldwide by the agricultural industry, local councils, national parks authorities, and every day around the home. But concerns around the chemical have been around for about as long as it's been in use. While the Environmental Protection Agency in the US and the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority here in Australia have declared it safe, the International Agency for Research on Cancer lists it as probably carcinogenic to humans. A report by a group of five US scientists seems to confirm concerns around glyphosate, indicating that high exposure to the herbicide correlates with a 41% increase in a person's risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a form of cancer. Dr. Niall Wheat, Associate Professor at the University of Sydney School of Pharmacy, says the study does show a link.
Yeah, so they drew some very clear and accurate conclusions, and basically, the result was that they found that there is a link between glyphosate and a particular type of cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But the important thing to point out there is it was for high-risk individuals. And by high-risk, I mean people like farmers who are coming in contact with it on a very regular basis.
But Matthew Cossey, CEO of CropLife Australia, says that while the study does show an increased risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it's a small one in absolute terms.
Overall, the New Zhang paper simply says your risk of blood-borne cancer, if you're not exposed to glyphosate, is negligible, essentially non-existent, and your risk if you are exposed to it is negligible and non-existent.
Chemical manufacturers, including Monsanto, have argued that the methodology used to decide if a substance is carcinogenous uses very high levels of glyphosate that people are not exposed to day to day. Tim Driscoll, a professor of epidemiology and public medicine at Sydney School of Public Health, says any signs that a chemical can cause cancer are cause for concern.
I think it's true that the way that animals are tested is usually different to the way that people are exposed to the substance. And we would hope that people are not exposed at the same levels as the animals typically are in these studies. But if something causes cancer in animals, then that makes me concerned that it might cause cancer in humans. And so I would want to have a look at the information and see whether there's anything to suggest that that is true or that it's not true. And in the case of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, there's some fairly suggestive evidence that, in fact, glyphosate does cause it.
Mr. Cossey argues that the benefits of glyphosate are too great to be ignored for agriculture and for the environment. Dr. Wheat concurs, saying the benefits outweigh the risks, as far as scientists are aware.
The question really is if there's any doubt, let's not use it at all, right? And my answer to that would be that most of the studies have shown that the risk is incredibly low and there are much bigger risk factors. And based on that, and given how well this chemical does what it has to do, and if you talk to any of the farming associations in Australia, they say we couldn't do what we do the way we do it without this thing. So I think the effects that we'd see in other parts of society would be massive compared to what the actual risk is. So I personally would not be in favour of having it banned or stopping its use in Australia.
Professor Driscoll insists that if a safe alternative to glyphosate is available, it should be used instead.
And if there are suitable alternatives that don't have this concern of, that they might be carcinogenic, then I would think it was wise to switch to the alternatives. If those alternatives don't exist, then look, it's difficult. Different people would give you different statements on this. Based on the information that's available, I would be concerned about using glyphosate at high levels. So if glyphosate is to be used, it definitely should be used only in circumstances where the people using it can be very well protected and so not get significant exposures.
But with agriculture relying heavily on glyphosate, it's unclear what that alternative could be.